Welcome back to another episode of Lessons for My Kids. I was thinking about this over the last few days, and it's something about leaving the world a better place than you found it. And I found the original quote. Some of you may not know of this author, but he was a 19th century poet named Ralph Waldo Emerson. And he wrote quite a bit of poetry. In fact, he wrote a book that a lot of people will read or cite in their lifetimes. But anyway, the quote that Ralph Waldo Emerson is attributed to is this: "To leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know that even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, that is to have succeeded." So again, I've been thinking about it. You know, there are a lot of people who will take that and shorten it down. And there were a lot of people who have used it as basically leave the world a little bit better than you found it. I mean, that's the gist of what it exactly is teaching you. I found an article, though, by a guy named John Kester, Dr. John Kester, who said, "Teach your kids to leave something better than when they found it." And he said that his dad always said, "Leave it better than you found it." That was the one thing that he always told his kids. And it could be about anything. And he uses the examples of a campsite or a tool that was borrowed or a hotel room. You know, anytime you go somewhere, anytime you use something, leave it better than you found it if it's possible. Or at the very least, don't leave it less than what you found it. So to use his examples, I'm going to use those to kind of push this through and then add a few other things that I've been thinking about lately. But to use the hotel room as the first example, one of the things that I always try to do is use one trash can. You know, the people that are coming through to clean the rooms, it's easier for them to clean one trash can than it is two. I also leave all the towels on the floor near the door in the bathroom so that it's easier for them to grab those and know which ones were used versus having to grab them all. It's better for the environment because fewer towels have to be washed. It's easier for somebody else to come in and clean up after you. And it's trying to leave it a little bit better than I found it. Sometimes I'll even take the sheets off the bed and pillowcases and leave those on the floor. Again, one less thing that somebody else has to do, and it helps their day to go by a little bit faster and a little bit easier. So moving on in this article, though, you know, people, I hear it often, and I'll use the hotel room as the example. It's not my problem and it's not my responsibility to leave towels on the floor. It's not my responsibility to help somebody else's day be better. And it's a very egotistical and centric view that's just wrong. You know, why not try to make somebody else's day a little bit brighter? Why not try to help out a little bit and do a little bit to help somebody else get done with their job faster so they can get back to their family? So what Dr. Kester says is, why don't we flip that statement about it not being your problem and instead say, I will be part of the solution. How can I help? And a few examples that he includes are the checkout clerk at a store. Smile. Ask them how they're doing. In a lot of cases, they probably don't get asked very often. They aren't probably said thank you to very often. Yet they're performing a service. And it's something so simple. And we've talked about saying thank you before. But I don't understand why people can't at least say thank you. Give a smile. It costs you nothing. It's really limited action and interaction that is it doesn't cost you anything. It's no time, it's no effort. It's really easy. Another one they mention here is a fast food restaurant where someone left a mess. It may not be your own, but maybe you pick it up and you throw it away with your own trash. That saves somebody else having to clean up. And I mean, why would anybody want to just leave their mess for somebody else anyway? You know, the fast food restaurants tend to have a lot of trash cans around. Pick up after yourself. It's not that hard. In a parking lot, push a cart to the return bin so it doesn't scratch any cars. You know, you walk around some of the big box stores, you walk around some of the shopping centers, and you see carts all strewn across the parking lot. And in some cases, many cases, the return bins are not that far away. They try to put those in strategic spots to help others, to put them away. And it makes it easier than having somebody have to go all around the parking lot and pick up stray carts. Just put the cart away. It's not that hard. And sometimes I even do it where if they have two different size carts, I try to at least put them in to the same side so that it's easier for whoever has to come and collect them. In your neighborhood, this is a good example. Pull your neighbor's trash bin to the curb. If you have a neighbor who needs some help, offer. You know, you're pulling your trash cans out, help them a little bit. That also helps keep, you know, it's a solution to helping your neighborhood stay clean. I think of some other random acts of kindness, which we've talked about in the past, where maybe you don't even ask your neighbor to pull their trash cans out. You know that that's coming. You know that it's going to be a burden for them. Maybe it's snowing out. Maybe it's raining out and you're already wet. So you go and you just do it. You know, I straighten hangers sometimes at stores because sometimes things are a mess, or if there's clothes that fell to the floor. If I see an empty hanger, it's pick it up and put it away. Again, nobody did it. It wasn't me maybe who did that by leaving that clothing on the floor, but it's something nice to be able to pay it forward and to leave something better than I found it. I think of our car. I think of laundry. I think of things like that where you shouldn't have to be asked to do these things. These are responsibilities that come with living in a household and living in as part of a family. You know, clean the car. If you make a mess, pick it up, put the stuff in the trash. You know, it's teaching our kids how to be responsible and how to manage their own stuff, and taking care of things. You know, if you pull the toys out, put the toys away. That has to be a rule, because if somebody steps on a Lego, I will tell you, it hurts. And it also teaches kids responsibility. You know, they slept in the bed, they should be able to straighten it up. You know, obviously a toddler isn't going to be able to do that, but even a young kid in elementary school, they may not make their bed, but maybe they can straighten it up a little bit. And that saves from the mom or dad having to do those things. You know, it's those little things that, while it may be an inconvenience for you, stop being egotistical, stop focusing just on yourself, because when you start thinking about, well, somebody still has to do this, if you can put your clothes in the laundry basket, that's one less step that somebody else has to do for you if you're not going to do the laundry. If you can pick up after yourself, you know, I think of people who go out to eat, and kind of using that fast food restaurant example, you know, just pick up after yourself. It's not that hard. And it's something that, you know, if you don't want to have to pick up somebody else's trash and you want a clean place to eat, you know, do that for the next person too. It's really not that hard, but it's a responsibility and it's a kindness to take care of your things. And the other part of it that a lot of people don't think about is when you're taking care of your things, when you've got a car that needs to be cleaned, you know, and you take it to the car wash, you get all the salt or sand or dirt off it, you vacuum it out, it actually helps it to last longer. You know, you spend a lot of money on items. You want your clothes to be clean. You want your clothes to be well maintained. You want your furniture to be taken care of. You don't want to see people jumping up and down on it because that's gonna break it or wear it out a lot faster. But, you know, again, leave the world a little bit better than you found it. It's not that hard. And if you see chores that need to be done around the house, you know, it shouldn't have to be that you get asked multiple times. Go do it. Just get it done. It's a lot easier. And again, somebody might have to do it later if they've been working all day, if they've been, you know, at school all day, they're tired. But if everybody can do just a little bit to help out, that can save everybody. Be part of the family, and again, leave the world a little bit better than you found it. Put stuff away. If you take it out, put it back to where you found it. If you borrow something, make sure you give it back in a timely manner. Don't wait for somebody to come and ask you to give it back. That's just not right. I'm sure there are bigger examples and more examples that we can use, but being responsible for yourself, being responsible for those things that you have in your possession, and then helping out a little bit isn't all that bad. If we all give just a few minutes of our time, we can make the world a little bit better, and we can leave it in better shape for the next group. With that, I thank you for listening, and I'm sorry this was a little bit more of a rant, but it was also, I think, some good information for us to think about on how we can make a difference in the world, and we can make a difference for somebody else. To my kids, I love you, and until next time, thanks again.